evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. I'm back again Sunday night. Actually, Monday morning. That's what it really is, August 14th. I made a mistake in the last podcast. I'm going to be talking about tonight's episode, Sunday night's episode of The Strain called Belly of the Beast that aired on FX. I have my notes here. Pretty dope episode, right? Or am I the only one that liked it? I know every time I say I always tweet out there, I'm like, oh, I like the episode. And there's always a few out there who are like, it's boring, it sucked. But let me know what you think. Anywhere you're listening to this, feel free to leave in the comments below. But in this episode, we have different things going on. Let's just start off. I tweeted out just a few on my Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Thing that I had to say about it, it was cool to see the backstory of Quinlan. I was excited to see that. Wasn't expecting it at all. We get a nice 1888 flashback of Quinlan being searched by this lady. I don't remember her name. I don't even know if they even said her name. Apparently her brother is dying of syphilis. And, she wants him to cure him. And then kind of he starts living there and becomes part of the family and gets makeup done on his face and looks... This is the first chance we get to see what Quinlan possibly could have looked like in the past. But it was cool. It was good to see Quinlan a little bit less tense. that whole part there at the end where she asked to be bitten and then like he's rubbing all over her body and then he bites her on the thigh. I wonder where this is going. I'm wondering if he's just so cold because eventually he falls in love with her. And then, of course, we see in the flashback, the master has arrived, his coffin. He kills a priest, breaks his neck after he's done draining him. I'm wondering if Quinlan falls in love with this. It gets kind of close, and then the master takes it away, and that's why he's so... I don't know. But I'm curious to see how this is going to play off. But it was good to see the flashback. I like that. Good little backstory. F and Alex find a deserted town, find an iPhone with some vlogs. Looks like everybody from the town has left to New Horizons. And then we meet Francis, who I believe is from Gotham, which I like. Is that Mrs. I can't remember. But I liked her in Gotham. And she's escaped from New Horizons. She's changing. So somehow, I'm telling you, I think it's that pink gook they put in the food, and they're eating it, and they're turning into Strigoi. I think that's what's going on, but she escapes, and F should have shot her. Should have shot her and not listened to Alex, and of course, bam, they know where they're at, because the master comes over there, and his eyes light up, and then he's like, I'm Strigoi, I know him to tell you about your son, he's doing well, and of course, F shoots him. So now it's all out in the open. So I'm wondering how that's going to play off because is Strigoi going to show up? Is Eckhart going to show up? Oh, I don't know about Eckhart. I don't think he's going to show up right now. But yes, we finally see the concentration camp. It's more like a human livestock concentration camp. So I'm wondering, are they going to go down there? Are they going to – I don't know. I don't think they have a chance if they try to go down there. But I guess we'll see. Quinlan and Fett, good to see Fett and his hot chick and little renegade guys. They hijack Fast and Furious style for this freaking nuke. I thought the fight scene on top of the truck was dope. Quinlan fighting, I like to call him the Mad Max vamp because they're all dressed in leather. and then thank for Quinlan's fast skills, saves Fett another time. From the another Mad Max vamp. So it was good. It was good. Good action there. That was cool. And they find the nuke. So what are they going to do with this nuke? Locate the master and then blow him up? That's the game plan, right? I don't know how that's going to pay off. Dutch. Now, I really thought Dutch, we see in last week's episode, I guess I was stupid to think that she escaped. But bam, they start off like she got her ass caught. It looks like she was tortured. No food. And she's just put in this cell. She looks crap. She looks like crap. You can tell she's gone through a lot of crap. And that's karma. for starting the shit with the computer and putting the virus. She's getting the most of it. And I'm wondering if when Fett sees her, is he going to... I don't know. I still think she has a special place in his heart. That's what I think. But Dutch is able to escape from Eckhurst after he's been sipping on some infant B-positive blood. So, of course, that's we figured it out. They're drinking the baby's blood. It's their favorite. Meanwhile, Eckhurst finds the professor, and then it gets called away, and then Dutch finds the professor, and I did not see. I can't believe Eckhurst didn't know that, hello, that fire was going to explode and get him. Man, he is toast. So I don't know if the master's going to have to help him or is he going to regenerate. But he's definitely going to be feeling some pain. I don't think it killed him, but he's definitely going to be feeling some serious freaking pain. And I think the master. But that was dope. I did not see it coming. So high five the Dutch on that. She got the last word on that one. So that's it. Pretty much my thoughts on this episode. I thought it was really good. I think I like this episode better than last week's episode. I can't remember how many more episodes we have left. I believe this is what the series. This is the series finale, right? I mean, that's series finale. This is the the series. You know what I'm talking about, right? This is the last season, right, people? So I don't know. It's good. It's good. We need more Gus. I want to see what's going on with Gus. And I want to see Gus team up with Quinlan. That's what I want. And I want the team to get together. I'm not liking the team separated like this. They need to get together. But overall, I thought it was a great episode. So we'll see how next Sunday turns out. They didn't show too much in the commercial. So, yeah, they didn't show a lot at all. Like, none. Like to me, this is like the first commercial for the next episode that they haven't shown anything. So I'm curious to see how that's going to pay out. So that's it, people. Thumbs up on this one. Feel free to leave any comments from, you know, what do you think of the episode, wherever you're listening to. Shout out to the Strain Addicts. Shout out to my friend Ness out there. And don't forget on my blog, iwatchmike.com, my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff there is there. Plus, if you scroll to the top of my blog, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. If you click on that, that'll take you to Talking the Strain. That's available on iTunes or audioboom.com. Or, you know, you can subscribe, but whatever. Plus, I got other shows there as well. All right. So I think that's it, people. So have a great week. I'm going to go wash all these cooties off of me and I'm going to go to bed. So, thanks for listening and thanks for the likes and the reshares and all that good stuff. And I will talk to you real soon when, the Strain, airs again next Sunday on FX. Peace.
The battle has begun. And evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.